instead of doing
Oh, yeah.
each sentence, you know, translate one and skip five.
Yeah, and what I did at one point, there was a real hot rape scene, and I had had this good night with a guy before, so I started doing one night description of my night, one night description, you know, sex, heotard sex scene, one night. I think that's the only time in this case I did something like that. But yeah, I've done that a lot.
Can you recall, Marilyn, quickly the that incredible definition of self that Funk and Wagnalls sort of it's the outset of your paper. It's just thinking of what self-expression hopefully will never get a chance to be. It's like it leaves. It's like the self becomes so immense in this definition.
I mean, obviously, everything I do is self-expression.
I know, but just for
okay, it's an individual considered as the identical subject of his own conscious states, or as a person, and thus distinguished from all other persons and things, especially a person considered as making his own states the object of reflective consciousness, personality as implying identity.
And each one, of course, leads you to 12 others.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And funny, after talking to you this morning, there was a pleasant young woman who came in and has had some various sad, hard times with so-called mental illness, and she was giving us an instance. We were talking about mirrors, and she was saying there'd been this awful moment when she was looking at herself in the mirror, and the mirror literally broke, you know. And that was that, not that she broke the mirror, but the mirror broke. And it was suddenly to lose that image was, woof, you know, heavy. So that one can think of a self-reflective system, but also thinking of Genet, a self-reflective system which remarkably, almost as a snowball, does bring all the world into its possibility.
Yeah, right.
So that it weirdly transcends itself in the process.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, it's like talking about that funny non-dualism. I think in the act of being, the more focused you get, the more you get the other way.
Yeah, I hear. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It doesn't sink for me because, I mean, the notion of focus, I think, in some way preys upon a notion, something like the awareness of awareness. I mean, how does one come into focus other than an act that involves an act really predicated on a second, I mean, instead of consciousness being the consciousness of objects, consciousness having a content, it becomes then consciousness aware of itself, not constructing the self here, but awareness of awareness.
And what are you saying about awareness of awareness? What focus is?
Yeah, so the focus, hope, I mean, that for people like, I mean, for Descartes, that is the foundation of dualism.
Well, all right, Descartes. to me, I'm sorry, you asked me a question. I'm just going to have to give you my line on it, and I like to avoid lines, but there's nothing to do about this one. Boy, it's just a line. You're going to get it. The ground is consciousness, and focus on focus, or consciousness on consciousness, is the total reality. And that, reality, because we're not dealing with dualisms. But since everything is real, everything is not real, there's no not real real, but, or there is no real, we can go on that one.
Real.
But what you do to turn consciousness on itself, which is obviously impossible, is to get at the real, which is obviously impossible. Is this explaining what?
Well.
And the act of focusing is a very simple act, because the real is the simple thing it is. It's the only thing that is not without, that is without mirror.
Yeah.
Which is a straight Hindu line, sorry, for practice. I told you you're going to get a line.
No.
Okay. And I can't answer you anything else.
It's just
the bottom line.
Yeah,
I mean, you do something for 5 years, that's what happens, and there's nothing I can do about it. I don't know if that's an answer or not, but